Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and my name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, this is a pretty cool question. It's from Peter. Peter's trying to improve his 10-kilometer time. He doesn't give too much history whether he's been running for a while, but how do you get faster over 10Ks?
So you do need to work on speed. And funny enough, this is actually a great question because little do people know that the faster you are over 10Ks, the faster you'll be over 21, the faster you'll be over the marathon, and therefore the faster you'll be over the marathon, over ultras. So very cool question coming from him. But look, it's still an endurance event, okay? So even if you are one of the best in the world, you're going to be running in the region of 27 minutes for 10 kilometers. So running fast for 27 minutes, it requires an enormous amount of aerobic fitness. And so I would still encourage people on a 10K program to do a fair amount of volume. That'll be different for everybody, so I'm not going to elaborate on that too much. But then it is very important that you do some speed work and that you do stimulate your anaerobic system, because when you run at that high intensity, you will need a reasonable contribution of energy coming from both aerobic and anaerobic pathways. So to do that, you would typically do some shorter and some slightly longer intervals. In a typical 12-week program, I would look at having a nice base behind me and then starting 12 weeks going into a 10K. We would look at building strength early in those 12 weeks with some hill repeats, and then I would typically do some longer repeats like 600, 800s, 1Ks in the middle part of that program, and then as I come into race day, I would do shorter repeats like 400s, so 600, 400s, maybe some 200s, but I probably wouldn't go that short. And it would also depend on the individual. Most people, just because of our lifestyles, can't tolerate doing more than two high intensity sessions per week. But if there was a program where I'd consider it, it would probably be at a 10K program, and I would have one that would be focusing on strength and maybe speed endurance, and I'd have another one that would be focusing on, so something like a 30 minutes tempo or maybe longer, not longer repeats. But yeah, that's how I go about getting faster for a 10K.
Lindsay, can I just sort of ask and perhaps add something there as well? I think a lot of people who run, you mentioned the ultras, and if you get faster over 10, it'll improve your ultra time. I think a lot of people, we're probably close on a month now since Comrades, and people think you need to, in order to run Comrades, and you just need to keep doing the longer stuff. But now is probably the time to get those shorter times faster, which will then help you next year when it comes to running marathons and ultras.
Absolutely. So my advice to people in the second half of the year is actually to avoid doing more ultras. I know in South Africa we've still got one or two big ones in the second half of the year, but I try to avoid those and focus on doing some shorter 10, 15, 21 Ks, and then right at the end of the year maybe aim at a really fast marathon, which again takes the pressure off you in terms of qualifying for your Two Oceans and Comrades, etc., for the following year.
Awesome. Back again tomorrow, another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry, thank you once again for your time. Get your questions in. Go to askcoachperry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.